Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah. We are already way down the page on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We are at Tanya Kavase Derav. First word on the line is Yehuda. I would say it's about 15 lines down the page. So if you recall, last time we had a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What if you use eschach, flat boards, to put over your sukkah? Is that a kosher schach or is it a pasul schach? So that was the machlokas in the Mishnah, and we said that Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, Rabbi Meir says it's pasul. But then we had a further machlokas. What kind of boards are they arguing about? Are they arguing about only when the boards are more than 4 tefachim wide, or only when the boards are between 3 and 4 tefachim wide? So now the Gemara is going to tell us, well, we have a brisa that sounds like Rav's understanding of the machlokas, and we have a brisa that sounds like Shmuel's understanding of the machlokas. Tanya kavase de Rav, Tanya kavase de Shmuel. We have a brisa like each shita. Tanya kavase de Rav, the brisa that follows Rav says as follows. Sicha ben asarim shel eres shein ben arba'a, if you cover your sukkah with cedar boards that are less than 4 tefachim wide, divrei kol ksheira. Everyone would say that's a kosher sukkah. Yesh ben arba'a, but if they are 4 tefachim wide, then you have a machlokas. Rav Meir posts of Rabbi Machshir. So that's exactly what Rav said. Rav said the machlokas between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is only when they are 4 tefachim or more wide. So here you have it. It's 4 tefachim wide, and that's the machlokas. Now, parenthetically, the brisa just continues that Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maisa b'shasa sakana shevein in Nesarim shayu ben arba'a v'sikachnu al gabri marpeset v'yashavnu tachteh. And he says you should know that it once happened that there was a shasa sakana. It wasn't easy to find the sukkah. It was a dangerous time. And we had to use boards that were 4 tefachim wide, and we did, and we sat in them, and we used them as a sukkah. So isn't that a raya that it's kosher? So Amrullah, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham raya, you think you could bring a raya from that situation? Ain't shasa sakana raya, you can't bring a raya from what happens at shasa sakana. Meaning there is a principle in halacha called shasat chak kedievedami, when there's pressing circumstances, so then what would normally be only a bedieved becomes a lecharchila. Things that we don't normally rely on, we would rely on in a shasat chak. So it's true, generally speaking, we would never allow boards that are 4 tefachim wide. But you tell me, shasat chak? Shasat chak, what are we going to do? Question is, how does that work over here? Is this even bedieved? Meaning, if the Rabbanan say that a 4 tefach wide board is problematic, it's because of gzeiras tikra. They made a gzeira that it will be too easily confused with your house. So doesn't that mean that it's pasul? Not that it's kosher b'di'eved, and that therefore shasar chakadiyeved, but that it's mamish pasul, and therefore you're not mekayim anything by sitting under it? So what this makes it sound like a little bit is that even when the Rabbanan make a gzeira, if you have no choice but to ignore their gezeira because of pressing circumstances, you could still be mekayim mitzvah daraisa, meaning b'chiyai gavna lo gazru. We have a principle that sometimes the Rabbanan made a gezeira for normal circumstances. But if a circumstance were an extreme circumstance, so we would say, no, in such a case, they didn't mean to ever make their gezeira in such a case. And you can follow the standard din d'oraisa in such a case. So in this case, the standard din d'oraisa would be that a 4 tefach wide board is perfectly kosher. It's only a gezeira midrabbanan that it's not okay. So b'shas al-chak, they did not insist on keeping their gezeira. Now we have Tani Kavase de Shmuel. We have a brisa that follows Shmuel as well. Sicha ben asarim shel eres sheyesh behen arba'a, if you use 4 tefach wide boards, divrei kol psula. Ein behen arba'a, if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, meaning between 3 and 4 tefachim wide, Rav Meir posel Rabbi de Machshir. That's the machlokas tonight, and that's exactly what Shmuel had said, that if the board, that the whole machlokas in our Mishnah is when the boards are less than 4 tefachim wide. Umod Rabbi Meir, shem yesh bein nesel neser kum lo neser, shem niach pesel beinehem uksheva. And we'll have to discuss this more later on, but Rav Meir is moda that if in between the boards you leave as much space as the width of the boards themselves, you could then put regular schach in between the boards, and the sukkah is going to be kosher in that way. And we'll have to discuss why that's the case, but that's what the Braisa says at this point. Umod Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda would agree, Sheim nasan aleh neser shu rachav arba tfachim, ksheira ve'in yeshenim tachtav, yashin tachtav yasidei chavaso. And Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you put a board that's 4 tfachim wide on the sukkah, you know, the sukkah is still going to be kosher. It's not necessarily going to ruin your whole sukkah, but you better not sleep under it because it's considered like schach pasul. And if you do sleep under it, you're not yotzei the chiyuv. So now let's assume that we don't have to assume anything. Well, we had this machlokes. So what kind of board is pasul? So let's assume like the shita that more than four tefachim. If it's more than four tefachim, right, it's pasul. Whether because that's the machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda and you paskin that way, or whether the machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda is by smaller boards and everyone agrees that more than four tefachim is pasul. Let's assume that a board that's more than four tefachim wide is pasul. What if that four tefach board doesn't actually take up four tefachim of width on top of your sukkah? How could you do that? How do you pull off such a trick? What if it's a four tefach wide board that's about two tefachim high and you flip it over on its side? So do we assume that that board is schach pasul and therefore it's no good because it's schach pasul? Or do we say, no, it's not schach pasul, it's only that if it's four tefachim, it's going to be a problem. But if it's not actually using four tefachim of your sukkah, it's not a problem. So that's exactly the Gemara's next discussion. Itmar, hafachan al tzidehen. If a person turns the board on their sides, and you cover the sukkah that way, Rav Huna amar psula, so Rav Huna says the sukkah is pasul. Rav Chisav Rab Rav Huna amri ksheira. But Rav Chisav Rab Rav Huna both say it's kosher. So the Gemara tells a story. Ikla Rav Nachman l'Sura. Rav Nachman once went to Sura. Ola gabe Rav Chisav Rabbi Rav Huna. The two protagonists in this machlokas, Rav Chisav Rabbi Rav Huna went to see Rav Nachman. Armi Leim, they said to him, Hafachan al tzidein mahu. If you turn the boards on the sides, what's the halacha? So Amalu psula. He said, it's no good. It's pasul. Nasu kishvudin shal matechas. Meaning, once a board is four tefachim wide, you look at it like it's a piece of metal. No turning it or angling it or anything you do with it is going to make it into kosher schach. So Amalu Rav Huna heard that Rav Nachman had said this to Rav Chisav Rabbi Rav Huna. And remember, Rav Huna was the one that said that it was pasul. Rav Chisav Rabbi Rav Huna were the ones that said it was kosher. So Rav Huna now all of a sudden appears on the scene. Oh, I heard Rav Nachman agreed with me. I heard he said that it's pasul. Lo armi luchu amri kavasi. Didn't I tell you he would say like me? Amrulay. So they said back to Rav Huna, Umiyamalan maritaimav lo kavlina mine. You know, we would have been happy to agree with you. You only would have explained yourself, but did you ever give us a reason that you're correct? Amr lahu, he said, I never gave you a reason because you never asked for a reason. If you ever would have asked me for a reason, I would have been more than glad to give you a reason. So the Gemara tries to find, do we have a Tana that holds like Rav Huna, that it's taka pasul, if you have a four tefach wide board? So it says Gemara, yeah, we have such a Tana. We have three cases in the Braisa. The last one is the relevant one to our sukkah. Let's say you have, the first case is you have a sukkah that's too small to hold a person's body on his table, meaning it's less than 7 by 7 tefachim. Second case is that there's a hole in the bottom of the sukkah, that on the bottom of the wall of the sukkah, that a goat can get in underneath the wall. And the third case, and this is one that's relevant for us, you put a four tefach wide board on the sukkah, even though the board is only taking up three tefachim of space on the top of your sukkah, psula, that's going to be pasul. So how does that happen, that you have a four tefach wide board that only takes up three tefachim? Hey chidami, what exactly is the case? Lav kigon shafachan al tzidehen. Isn't it exactly our case where you turn it on its side and that's why it's only taking up three tefachim? So you see, it's a raya to Rav Huna that it's pasul when you take the four tefach wide board and you position it and angle it in such a way that it doesn't actually take up four tefachim. Meaning we view it as real schach pasul, like shvudin shel barzel. Says Gemara, that's not the case at all. Hachal mayaskinan kigon da'ancha apuma d'metalalta. We're talking about a four tefach wide board that you put at the edge of your sukkah, the ayil tosa legava apik halavar, and therefore only three tefachim of that four tefach wide board are over your sukkah. One tefach is protruding outside of your sukkah. So davle pesel yotzim in a sukkah, v'kol pesel yotzim in a sukkah, nidon kasukkah, that's an important concept. That would then be considered pesel yotzim in a sukkah, which is considered part of the sukkah. Meaning, let's say it were a schach kasher that were positioned like that, that there was an overhang of schach kasher on the other side of the sukkah, one would be allowed to sit under it, because that's what we call pesel yotzim in a sukkah. And the pesel yotzim in a sukkah normally is a big kula, that even though the area of pesel yotzim in a sukkah does not meet the criteria of a sukkah kshera, but since it's connected to, it's coming off of a sukkah kshera, you're allowed to sit under it. Over here, we're using pesel yotzim in a sukkah as a chumrah, and we say, you see, that anything that's connected to the sukkah, anything that's coming off of the sukkah, is considered like part of the sukkah. So since there is this one tefach of the board that's protruding outside of the sukkah, we view it as if it's part of the sukkah, and therefore you have a four tefach wide board on your sukkah. And that's why it's pasul. But maybe in a chinami, if you flip it on its side, it's not necessarily going to be a problem. So the main point over here is we have machlokas, when you have a four tefach wide board, but it doesn't actually take up four tefachim on your sukkah because you angle it, you flip it on its side, we have machlokas, whether it's kasher or pasul. A maisa shahaya seems to suggest that it is pasul. Okay, we will stop there because we are right at a good stopping point at the Mishnah, which will be the beginning of Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, and Amir Hashem, we will do that next time.